from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, well, we'll hear it. No deal done. Mm. And that there are other teams in communication. Okay, who are these other teams? Can you tell us? Like, you don't have to name them all, but just name us one.
The Browns are still trying. I don't know.
Where are the Browns reporters on that? Where's Mary Kay Cabot? Where's Daryl Ryder? Where's Mike Grossi or Tony Grossi? Like, all along I've said, and the Steelers have believed, that Ayuk doesn't want to play there, and I think it actually has more to do with the money and the way they'd have to structure the deal than maybe it is Cleveland being an organization that has not done a lot of winning, because they have major cap problems, Chris. They've pretty much already paid Amari Cooper for this season because his whole salary was a signing bonus, and there's Deshaun Watson's cap hit every year. So I don't see how they make that work. If Ayuk wanted to play for the Browns, I think they would have taken that Amari Cooper deal plus a third-round pick or whatever it is days ago. We would have probably woken up to the news on Monday morning that Brandon Ayuk was going to Cleveland, and then it would have felt like Apocalypse Now here in Pittsburgh.
Well, mainly for you.
And people, well, not...
That yes. would have been very bad for you. Not only does he not come here, he goes to the Browns.
Well, but I'm saying, like, bad for me in the fact that, like, I've been reporting things that conflict with that, but it would be very bad because I don't think fans want to see Brandon Ayuk in a Browns uniform. But anyways, Chris,
not entirely sure that Brandon Ayuk's better than Amari Cooper, for what it's worth.
You have a theory?
I have a theory on the Russini and like Jones stuff, where they're just continuing to like say teams are involved, no deal yet. Especially in the case of Russini, who do we know owns The Athletic now? The New York Times.
Ah, yes.
I would not be shocked if the New York Times essentially won't let their people tweet stuff out, like to the extent of what you tweeted, basically, unless they can put it in print in a story. Like, mm-hmm. I think there might be like standards and practices that are different from ours because you're a radio host. You're not a person writing under the New York Times banner. If you think this is me kind of subtly saying we don't have the same journalistic standards, maybe I am saying that because we're entertainment guys. We're radio hosts.
Are you allowed to read the text that you got?
Yeah, I'm going to do that too, but I knew that that's what you thought I was going to say, but I wanted to get my other theory. I think like CBS Sports and some of these other sites might have different standards.
Well, we have a local reporter who's saying that he's not even referring to me by name. He's saying any reports about a deal being done are inaccurate.
Who's saying that?
And that is Chris Halik from DK, who, remember, a couple of weeks ago said the Steelers were convinced that they were getting Ayuk, Metcalf, or Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah, the or Tyreek Hill part of that was very feasible.
Yes.
Yeah,
he
really
is now saying
Chris
inaccurate
says.
To this point. Okay, Chris?
I don't care.
Maybe
what
you will
says.
End up being proven right. You are covering the team, and well, I am just a guy.
Maybe they're still going to get Tyreek Hill.
Maybe they're holding out for Hill. Maybe this fan creation that Metcalf will come here, even though it's never once been said that he's available this offseason, maybe that will happen. Or maybe my sources, which have been great up until today, just wanted
bad.
To F me and make me look bad.
All right, here's what I was told about 25 minutes ago.
I'm all ears, Malzy.
Couple texts to the Malzy hotline.
The Malzy hotline?
Little Birdie told me at 3:30 today there's some interesting Aiyuk information. Guess we're going to find out if that little birdie is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote back just to this person. I'm 99% sure it is happening because I do believe you're reporting. This person, me as well, heard there is a 3:30 announcement in the works, however. Then this person just stapled onto this.
So we got a time thrown out there.
Then this person, who I do trust, stapled onto this. Oh, by the way, in a SID press conference later, too.
Oh, my God. That'd be like a Yinzer orgasmic experience to get all of that in one day done.
But that's what that person's telling me, and that person has been right about stuff before and is...
Great ratio, great percentage, great hit
rate. Oh, yeah, like, I'm talking, like, I think we're probably talking, like, Mark Price from the free throw line, Patrick Mahomes against the Steelers winning when he
needs to. Rick Barry from the line?
I think Price was better. Rick had just the very memorable...
Steph Curry?
Who was the all-time leader before Steph Curry broke it?
Maybe Kelvin Murphy?
Correct, very good. Couldn't put one by you.
Someone texted in and said, am I nervous right now? Not really, because... I trust who I'm talking to on this, and they haven't led me wrong yet. So, if Schefter never changed his mind and said the Steelers are not a landing spot, they're not a serious player in this, and he kept hammering that, mm-hmm. I would be nervous because he's the best at this. This is not my... discipline. If this were like the Olympics, this would not be my event. He does the backstroke, I do the breaststroke.
That seems like a hard stroke to do, the breaststroke and the butterfly.
Yeah.
If you were getting killed in the butterfly in the Olympics, you were in last place, why wouldn't you just start swimming freestyle? DQ me, I don't care. I just want it to look better. Right? Like, they're just whooping your ass.
It's an interesting one, Chris. I've never seen that done before.
Well, just, I'm saying, you're not going to win. Just go freestyle and at least close the gap. Make it look good. They're going to DQ you, but who cares? It'll look better on TV.
Or why not, if you know you're losing the diving competition, just make the last one a cannonball.
A belly flop.
Something like that. Yeah. My wife called me at about 1:45 and said, is this really happening? Like, she even had a hint of, like, skepticism in her voice.
I thought she was just busy, like... framing and laminating the Beanie Bishop Jr. as a starter on the Steelers defense on your fridge.
I don't think she knows who Beanie Bishop Jr. is as a West Virginia fan. I think she knows who Frazier is because he has a wrestling background and she likes the fact that he's good at woodworking and things like that too.
Beanie Bishop is about to do something, it appears, that no Steelers undrafted rookie free agent has maybe ever done, which is start.
Donnie, what's your reaction to Mulsey's 3:30 mole?
That means we'll have something to chat to Mike Florio about, I guess.
Yeah.
Right, I will say, time. I mean, I put it out there. That's what I was told. I trust this person. I'll feel like that one's a big-time home run, like a pointed to center field and just clobbered one.
That's why I'm glad Mulsey left it open-ended, because I was wondering if it was just some other
3:30
event
p.m.
in his life.
Yeah, I tweeted out 3:30 p.m. TikTok. What if I had just said at 3:30 p.m., like, I'm going to go have a glass of milk?
I keep getting, like, text. I keep getting texts. They're trying to, like, book me to do interviews. They're asking me to do interviews, radio interviews, podcasts, things like that.
No, good for you.
Do you think it's to, like, try to make me look bad? Like, where do you think we're at with this?
I don't know. Do they really know who they're wrestling with if they try to do that? You are like you're the slippery wizard. I know there's another one of those Cleveland.
Are these like people that you know are not fans of you or something?
No, they're just from like San Francisco radio stations.
Did you do it?
I mean, you know what I genuinely think it is? I think it is that they believe that it will go in that direction, and they know you were the first guy today that put it out there.
Good call, Donnie.
I mean, Mike Silver did retweet the Deanna Russini report that it's not done yet, and Mike is a big time 49ers insider.
Yeah, but you don't have... Quit saying, like, these are big-time insiders. Like, that implies that they are correct in their analysis here. Mm-hmm. You could very well be the one who's right. Stop being so deferential. Nick Wright put you over big time. He said, you know the Steelers better than anyone.
And
you're
he's
more
leading his
in.
Show with it.
Well, that's because Nick and I are, like, best friends. I mean, I would hope he would trust me on this.
Nick's not going to just stick his neck out on the line
or
because
his nose.
Of you. Well, it's kind of out there on the line at all times anyway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.